This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Firefighters are making progress containing the NCAR fire today as people return home after evacuating Saturday. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Incident commander for Boulder Fire Rescue Mike Smith had positive news on Sunday.
Today was a good day. We had a tough day yesterday, and I think y'all got to see that.
On Saturday, flames came within 1,000 yards of homes before crews could stop them. Smith credited being able to use a helicopter and airplanes to fight the fire, a tool that was not available during the Marshall fire that burned 1,000 homes.
These are two different animals. Unlike Marshall, we were able to fly on this fire because our wind speeds weren't such that we were grounded.
19,000 people were evacuated after the weekend fire. No one was hurt and no homes were damaged. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The Denver Board of Education has signed off on a proposal that gives all teachers in all district-run schools the same job rights and protections as those in the district's union contract and state law. Previously, about a quarter of the district schools had the right to opt out of some rules. Innovation schools say they were blindsided by the board's actions. Here's teacher Nadia Saldana-Spiegel.
It is absolute deception to run on the claim that you are the voice of the community that you serve and then submit a surprise proposal before even listening to the community's voices.
Leaders at these schools say their teachers typically have more freedoms and that the change will hinder their ability to innovate. Wet weather for parts of the state tonight through tomorrow with rain in Denver, snow in Vail. This is CPR News and KRCC.